Welcome to this Kaiser Permanente News Center podcast. This is Vince Gala for Kaiser Permanente. Every year, at least 1.5 million people in the United States are victims of domestic violence. Very frequently, those cases are neither recognized nor addressed until the victim shows up in an emergency room for treatment. For this, and for many other reasons, Kaiser Permanente has developed an innovative approach to domestic violence prevention and awareness that is recognized as a national model. Dr. Bridget McCaw created and leads the Kaiser Permanente Family Violence Prevention Program in Northern California. Dr. McCaw's experiences as a physician led to the development of a comprehensive approach to domestic violence awareness and prevention that is used in Kaiser Permanente facilities nationwide. Welcome, Dr. McCaw.
Hello.
So, Dr. McCaw, perhaps people don't understand the impact of domestic violence because it's a topic most people are not comfortable bringing up. Can you briefly outline the scope of the issue for us?
The research over the last 10 or 15 years has shown us that this is a problem that's been vastly under-recognized. We know that at the very least, 1 in 4 women and 1 in 14 men will experience domestic violence, or what we also call intimate partner violence, at some point during their lifetime. Many people don't realize that partner violence, domestic violence, is the most common cause of injury in women in the ages of 18 to 44. And of course, there are extensive health care costs, more than $4 billion per year for medical costs and mental health care. And that's just a piece of the puzzle. We know that the impact on families, children who witness violence, on the workplace is really quite extensive. So this is a topic that, although people are not comfortable bringing up, is really an important one.
So Dr. McCaw, why does the healthcare setting have a role in domestic violence prevention?
You know, historically, we often thought about domestic violence really as a criminal justice issue or one that was only a public health problem. But because of the medical care costs, because of the research showing both the short-term and long-term effects of experiencing domestic violence, it really is something that needs to be front and center in the healthcare environment. But more importantly, the healthcare setting has some really unique attributes. It's private, it's safe, it's confidential. Patients can talk with their personal healthcare provider about difficult issues such as this, and they see their healthcare provider over a lifetime. So there are many opportunities both to get information, to talk about this issue, and to begin to make the changes that will lead a patient to being in a safer situation.
While many might think that this is only an adult problem, isn't it true that domestic violence among teens is an important issue?
Yes, that's absolutely the case. We know that about 20% of high school girls and between 25 and 36% of college women will experience dating violence. And we've seen this become more visible and more talked about with the events around Rihanna and Chris Brown. It's easy to understand why this could be a problem, because as teens are starting their first relationships, it's easy to not understand the difference between love and excessive jealousy, which may be an early sign of abuse. But we know that this is really important. Teens who are exposed to domestic violence are at a higher risk of being victims of domestic violence when they are adults. It can be associated with unintended pregnancy and definitely significant mental health problems.
So, Dr. McCaw, how would someone know if their relationship is not healthy or even abusive?
If a person is being hit, slapped, choked, or threatened with harm, this is an abusive situation. But in addition, extreme jealousy, constant texting, being put down and told that you're stupid, being told who you can see or who you can talk to, these are signs of an unhealthy relationship that is quite possibly abusive.
And if somebody believes they are in a relationship that is or could be abusive, what do you recommend someone do if they believe they need to get help?
It's important to know that domestic violence can affect anyone, regardless of their age, regardless of their background, whether they are women or men. And it's also important to know that there are resources that are available for help. talking to your doctor, looking online for information, calling a help center. These are all things that can be really beneficial. kp.org/domestic violence is a website that has some information that can be useful. But mostly it's important to talk with someone else. If you are a friend and know someone who you think is being abused, give your support. Offer resources. Don't downplay the danger. And if you know someone who you think is behaving in an abusive way, speak up. Tell them that you don't agree and don't accept abuses when you see someone being treated poorly. This is part of what we all need to do to change the impact of domestic violence in our society.
Thank you very much, Dr. McCaw, for chatting with us today. You've been listening to a podcast with Dr. Bridget McCaw, Director of Kaiser Permanente's Family Violence Prevention Program. For more information about Kaiser Permanente, visit kp.org/newscenter. I'd also like to leave you with the number for the National Domestic Violence Helpline, which is 1-800-799-7233. Thank you very much for listening.